Go to go. So, we said, like as I said, you guys don't know the reason why I said some of the things I said at the introduction. Okay, now I said, this is a couple of 6 weeks. Why? This is the sixth section. Because I discovered that over time, we get to mix up this section. Okay, this is the sixth section. I'm saying it without time. And we're looking at following the inward witness. And we've not even gotten to, we're going using the new note today. For every teaching should have a note, so we shouldn't be buying slim leaflets like this. We buy complete proper notes, 40 leaves. Shouldn't be changing notes. When you want to read the, go through your notes, you'll now be going through different notes. Come on, if you have a note for a whole series. Right? I don't even subscribe to your views half up to half of the first note. I'll not continue from another half. I don't subscribe to that. You get a new note for every teaching. I want to start off with teaching on this. Get a new note. That is the proper way to do it. Right? You label the notes by the name. Amen. You label the notes by the name. It helps you. Okay. So the teaching proper or following the inward witness, we're still trying to get to understand what the witness is of the Spirit. Then we're going to talk about how to follow it, right? So let's start like this, Matthew 28 from verses 18. Okay, we went back a bit, right? Matthew 28, those of you who were in church yesterday, on Sunday, Matthew 28 from verses 16, right? And we said, then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, unto a mount where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, and some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all power, as the word exousia, authority, all power is given me in the heavens and in the earth. And I said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Hallelujah. So we said, location becomes very vital in theology. He appointed them a place to meet, Galilee. Did you see that? Now, the place, Galilee, will not be a reason why you will find at the background of that instruction the nations. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So that phrase, Galilee, that place rather, Galilee, will not be a reason why you will not find the nations. Because just like Jesus in his other teachings, I told us on Sunday, he gets into a place, Caesarea Philippi, where Caesar is called Lord. And he asks them, who do men say that I am? Did you see that? Are you following me? It's for a reason. So that means location is used. Very important in explanation or in theology, or put it this way, location will play a major role in theology, or play a role in theology. Hallelujah. He gets to Caesarea Philippi, and he said, who do men say that I am? Some say thou art John the Baptist, others say you are Elijah, some say you are this. And I said, who do you say that I am? Thou art the Christos, the Son of the living God. Did you see that? Very vital. He gets into the temple. He gets into the temple in John 2. And he tells them, he's in the temple. And he tells them, you destroy this temple and I will build it up in 3 days. And he was talking about the temple of his body. But he was in the physical temple. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. It's the period of the feast of the Passover. So on the last day of the feast, he stood, John 7, he stood and shouted, and said, he who thirsts, let him come and drink. Just that out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. And this he spoke concerning the Spirit. Look at what he does. The last day of the feast. He waited until the last day. So, last day of the feast, where they have the tables set before them, where you drink and then drink and have merriment. You know? And I said, no. The focus is not on the drink. The focus of this feast is not on the drink and what you celebrate and what you not to celebrate. It's supposed to be concerning the spirit. Did you see that? So location, places, play, and we're going to see that as we get into it. And even feet. We're going to see that as we get into our teaching today. Will play a major role in theology. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You find, you go to the Old Testament book, you find the mountain is for a reason. Abraham had, Jesus to speak about Abraham, he said, Abraham saw my day and he rejoiced, right? Right? So where did he? That was Mount Moriah. So Mount Moriah will play a major role in theology. You'll find Jesus too on the mount. It's for a reason. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. Here, the Garden of Eden is playing a role in theology. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. So Jesus brings them to Galilee. Galilee is where Jesus, you find Jesus teaching Galilee, Matthew chapter 4. In Matthew 4, he was in Galilee. Hallelujah, Matthew 4. You find him in Galilee. In fact, that was where how Jesus started. Jesus' teaching ministry started in Galilee. What is important? What is the significance of Galilee? Look at, he started his teaching ministry in Galilee. He gave instruction to his disciples to go into all the nations from Galilee. What is Galilee? Galilee, I told us on Sunday, Galilee is called the Galilee of the nations, right? So Galilee is where you have every, or you have people from different, both the Greeks, I mean both the Jews, and the Gentiles will be found in Galilee. So it's called Galilee of the nations. So Jesus starts ministry there. Okay, follow me. So show is making you see that the instruction to the nations, right? I mean, make you see that the instruction will be instructions for the nations. Okay, follow me. When you sing the song, I love the man of Galilee, is saying Jesus is God, right? For everyone, irrespective of the tribe. He's not a Jewish God. No. God loved the man of Galilee. Oh, I know how some of us have changed that song. I love the man. There's no Galilee of Nazareth. I know. I love the man who lives in me. For he has done so very much for me. He has remitted all my sins and sin. I'm giving the Holy Ghost to me. I love the man who lives in me. The guys that sang Galilee sang it for a reason. Hallelujah. Because Galilee is for the nations. Hallelujah. You must see that way. Hallelujah. So we get to Mark. The same instruction. So where will be the location for Mark's instruction? The same Galilee. He said that he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. All the world. Did you see that? From Galilee, all the world, and preaching the gospel to every creature. He said, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believes not shall be damned. And the sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They will speak in other tongues. He said, they will take up serpents. He said, if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. He said, they shall take up serpents, rather, and if they shall drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them, sorry. He said, they will lay hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Hallelujah. So, where would he have this, where would be this instruction coming from? Where will be the location of this instruction? Galilee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. Okay, let's go for that. Luke 24, from verses 20, okay, verses 45. It said, and they opened he their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behoves Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance which is the forgiveness of sins be preached in his name amongst all nations. Beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem, say you be endued with power from on high. So, very important. So we said, just to run that quickly, we said, we'll be looking at this and say, this will be the instruction of Jesus, right? Within 40 days. And we said, the instruction will be instruction of Genesis to Malachi, right? That is instruction of the scriptures. Well, that was what we've been looking at? It will be instructions of the scriptures, Genesis down to Malachi. Luke will make us see that. We said it will be instructions of the kingdom, right? Did we say that? It will be instructions of the kingdom. Acts of Apostles 1:3. Jesus taught them from the scriptures, right? Verses 2, Acts 1:3. It says, and whom he showed himself alive by his passion, or by many infallible proofs, of them 40 days, and speaking the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Isn't that pertaining to the kingdom of God? So, and he assured us earlier that he was teaching from the scriptures. So can we say, teaching them the things pertaining to the kingdom of God from the scriptures, right? The things pertaining to the kingdom of God beginning at Moses and all the prophets. Is that correct? Hallelujah. So it will be instructions of the kingdom. And that is why he will use kingdom narrative like Caruso Euangelion to preach the gospel. That would be a kingdom language, Caruso Euangelion, to preach the gospel. Did you see that? Right? We say that word has its origin from another word in the Hebrew, Basar. Looking at all this, right? Basar, kingdom language. And we'll find Basar will be used by majorly in Samuel, right? Samuel, the book of Samuel, 1 Kings and 2 Kings. But does it mean Moses is talking about Basar? No. If you read Moses will use kingdom language too in Genesis 1. He uses the word subdue, right? Subdue. And when we looked at that word subdue, that is the Hebrew word kabash. Kabash. Now we said that word kabash is used in relation to land, territories, kingdoms. Hallelujah. Are we following you? Hallelujah. It's used in relation to land, kingdoms, or land, territories. So it says you will subdue. Glory to God. So look at all that. You can get that teaching when it's out. We'll sit on it. What? The local church, my spiritual growth, we will have those things there. So we said also, that instruction would be instructions in theology, right? Is that what we said? Instructions in theology, or you put on and you put, rather not all, and you put instructions of God. Right? Hallelujah. So, what are we looking at? We say the background of Jesus' teaching is the 39 books. Hallelujah. With the 39 books. So his use of words will be how words were using scriptures. How was they using scriptures? So Jesus' explanation of God, or Jesus' theology, will be restricted to the words of his men, or will be restricted to what is written. And what is written is spirit-inspired. 2 Timothy 3:16 is spirit-inspired. And it will agree with the spirit of the word, and the word rather agrees. Right? Hallelujah. And we said a good disciple is one who follows. Is one who follows. Hallelujah. Is one who follows. He follows his master. He follows his master. Or his master. Not master. Master. He follows his master. A good disciple follows. He follows how his master teaches. Follows how the master will explain scriptures. A manner of life of his pastor. Master or his leader or his pastor. We find that example between Paul and Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 6. He was saying, you have followed my doctrine, my manner of life. Did you see that? So that means, he says, you've known my doctrine. So that means, Discipleship will include you follow by precept and example. Hope you're following me. So, a disciple, a good disciple, is not one who hears something about this pastor and dismisses it. I say, no. You just have this dismissive attitude. No. There are some things. You shun them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You shun them. Talking about the word. Yeah, talking about the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what my pastor used to do, but I am a unique being. You're not a disciple. You're a traitor. You're not a disciple. Amen. Pastor is not talking to you. You know you're a traitor. Hallelujah. A disciple follows. Glory to God. So the disciples of Jesus will follow. They will follow how Jesus will teach. Right? We saw that last week. Glory to God. They will do the same thing. Hallelujah. And they will follow well. You will find it in their teachings. They will teach like Jesus will teach, beginning at Moses. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 2. Look at Moses. Look at Peter's teaching. If we'll get to Acts 2, we'll find Peter teaching Acts of Apostles chapter 1. Look at verses 19. He said, in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. They wanted to replace Judas. Judas. Look what he said. He stood up in the midst of his disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Men and brethren. Did you see that? He said, the scripture must have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas. Which was guide to them that took Jesus. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Did you see that? Says, for he was numbered with us and has obtained part of his ministry. And part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst of all his bones gushed out. He says, and it is known unto the dwellers at Jerusalem, in so much that the field is called in the proper tongue Aseldama, that is to say the field of blood. It says, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let his inhabitation be desolate, and let no man dwell there, and his bishopric let another take. Did you see that? So what has he done? He is teaching concerning, they wanted to replace Judas. So he found in the action of Judas a prophecy concerning, a prophecy by David. Did you see that? Was David talking directly? This is what Judas would do. No. David, by the Spirit of God, prophesied. Did you see that? And with what Judas has done, they could now find something like that in scriptures. And what was the prophecy of David? He said, let his bishopric let another take. So that means there will be a replacement. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So you will see that in his teaching, the background of his teaching will be the 39 books. Hope you are following that. Hope you are seeing that. Look at Acts 2. We'll find his teaching again. Acts 2. Hope you're there. Acts 2. Verses 14. It says, but Peter standing up with the 11 lifted up his voice and said, ye men of Judah and all that dwell in Jerusalem, the let it be known to you, and hearken to my words, for these are not joking as ye suppose, seeing that it is for the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Did you see that? He found it again. Did you see that? He reads that experience, that he experienced, he could read it from the 39 books. Hope you are following me. He found it in the prophecy of Joel. He said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit. Did you see that? Amen? Glory to God. He said, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Say, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. He found their experience in the mouth of the prophet. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So showing you, he taught them. Look at how he taught. He went again to start teaching from where? From Moses. So do we find Moses in his teaching? He had a pile of texts, which was what? Which is what? Joel. And he went into, you find him teaching from Moses. Hallelujah. He finally quote Moses, quote the Psalm and the prophet. Very important. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Glory God. So where will he learn this pattern of teaching from? He will learn it from Jesus. Right? Right? Okay. A second. Okay.
Let's go further. So they will write, so they will teach, and at the background will be the Old Testament books. Right? Right? Okay, something you need to see.
Maybe the Old Testament book, okay. We'll stretch it further a bit. The Old Testament book, right?
Okay.
Okay. In their writings too, they will write and you will see that the background of their teaching or their writings rather will be the Old Testament books. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have this in my notes. That they will write the incarnation of Jesus, write about the incarnation of Jesus as scripture fulfilled. They will write it as scripture fulfilled about the incarnation. In fact, taking you back so that you will reread the Genesis again, reread the scriptures again. You have to the write the incarnation of Jesus so that in such a way that you see that it is scriptures fulfilled, causing you to go back to read it again and find the fulfillment in the Christos. Find it in Christ. Hallelujah. So you have to read again. So Matthew 1 will open up like this. Matthew will say in Matthew 1:1, it said the book of the genealogy. Genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. So when he uses the word the book of the genealogy, is where you find the word Genesis in the Greek. We find the word Genesis when translated in the Greek. Genesis. Telling you have to reread it again from the Genesis. He's telling you that Genesis will be the Genesis of Jesus. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Will be the Genesis of Jesus. You have to reread Genesis again to see that it is scripture fulfilled in the person of Christ. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. So he says it's the Genesis of Jesus. Look at Mark 1. Rush quickly to Mark 1. Look how Mark will put it. Mark was a, Mark, let's just go ahead. Mark is actually a disciple of Peter. Hallelujah. So you can call Mark's gospel the gospel, the gospel, or you call it Peter's gospel. because he's a disciple of Peter. Okay, well, he's a disciple of Peter. So he wrote Peter's account of the gospel. You can put it like that. Hallelujah. So he calls it the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When he uses the word beginning, the word arche. Arche. He uses the word arche so that you will see it after Genesis. Arche is for the beginning. What you will find again in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Did you see that? He writes it for you to see that you will have to go back as we read the Genesis. That the Genesis will not be the Genesis of it will not be the Genesis of creation of things. It will not be Genesis of science. It will be the Genesis of the new creation. Hope you're following me. You have to read it to see. Hope you're following me. The Genesis will be the Genesis of the new creation. In the beginning, the arche, the new beginning. He calls it the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So that means Genesis is the Genesis of the gospel. Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. So you find it like that. You find also in Luke. Luke will have it the same way. Writing to a Gentile audience. He uses the same thing. So they use the word Genesis. Genesis and the word beginning. Right? The word Genesis, or when you have the word Arche, is from the word Genesis or the word beginning, where you have the word Arche. Permit me. Is when you have the word in the Hebrew Barashit. Roshit, from another word Roshit. Barashit. It's used for the new beginning. Hallelujah. It's used for what? The new beginning. In Genesis 1:1, it says, in the beginning you have the heavens and the earth. That is, what you find in the new beginning is the heavens and the earth. Union. Marriage. The marriage of God and man. Marriage. The union. Right? Heaven and the earth. That is what you find in the new beginning. The spirit in man. The new beginning. The union of deity and man. Hope you're following that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Iran goes in verse 2 and says, and the earth also that was that form and void to who are bohu. He said, and the spirit, right? He said, that's also the point surface of the deep. And the spirit of God was woven over the surface of the waters. Right? So he shows you, listen. So the new beginning is Genesis 1:1, right? Heavens and the earth. Now, Genesis 1:2 will now show you the spirit walk. Hallelujah. So the spirit walk is what you'll find in Genesis 1:2. Hallelujah. What is the spirit walk? He will bring forth light. I am light. Did you see that? Light, verse 3. Light in the darkness. That is the heavens in the earth. You're okay for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The heavens in the earth. Heavens in the earth. So we say the light, so meaning that the Genesis 1:2-3, so the light there is where you have the word direction, right? We find the word direction. So that means in the man's dark, in man's darkness, God's solution is light, direction. We are following this. So when you use the word tohu wabohu, it shows dark, it shows unbelief, it shows confusion. Right? He shows confusion. He says God's answer is his life, his spirit, direction. So we can say Genesis 1:2-3 will find the background of God's leading. Hallelujah. God's leading. And in Genesis 1:26, what is the leading about? You know, I said this to us last week. What is the leading about? It will be Genesis 1:26. It says, God said, let's make man in our image. After our likeness, and after the fish of the sea, fowl of the air, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. Right? And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he men and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing, every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. So that means, when it says, have dominion over every creeping thing, have dominion over the fish of the sea, is talking about what? Come on. The nations, right? Right? Different kinds of men, right? Come on, we don't have to be explaining animals here again, right? Different kinds of men, right? Glory to God. So that means, that shows you that God's leading is towards what? God's leading is towards his task in the earth, heaven and earth. Don't be afraid of the heavens and all the earth. So the leading will be towards God's tax in all the earth. Okay, following me. Hallelujah. Okay, following that. We're going to see that again in Genesis 2:15 shortly. We're going to see that in Genesis 2:15. Abad and Shammah. So we said that the spirit in us is the leading, right? Right? Is that the heavens in the earth? Is that the heavens in the earth? Is it man in the image of God? So that is the leading. Hallelujah. And we'll see that in Genesis 1:2-1:3, right? Now in Genesis 2:5-8. In Genesis 2:5-8, something we explained on Saturday that I'm going to explain shortly. We find the same thing. It's living. Say, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew, and the Lord had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Did you see that? There was no man to till the ground. So they went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And the Lord God formed man of the dust, of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. Hallelujah. Explaining this same encounter in Genesis 1:26 and the like. Hallelujah. What we've been looking at. And God, that is where you have the word emphasis. Hallelujah. In the Greek. He breathed into man the breath of life. Hallelujah. A man became a living soul. So man became alive to God. Hallelujah. Okay, follow you. Okay, let's go ahead a bit. One more. He said, and the Lord planted a garden eastward, and then he put the man which he has formed. Is it the man which received emphasis? Is it the man who received emphasis? Is it the man who received his breath? Right? Where did you put the man? In the garden. So that means the man received his breath to be in the garden. Hope you are following me. So that is called leading. Hope you are following me. Hope you are following me. Man received his breath to be in the garden. That is called the leading. Very vital. In Acts 2:15, you find it. I mean Genesis 2:15, you find it again. The Lord took the man and put him in the garden to dress and to keep it. He repeats it again for you to see that new birth is leading. Hope you're following that. That new birth is leading. It's leading. So you also read that leading. So Moses is writing to an Exodus audience. Why is he writing to them like this? For them to see that what has happened to them from Egypt into the wilderness is the leading of the Spirit. Okay, follow me. He's writing to the children of Israel or the Exodus audience for them to see that their experience from Egypt into the wilderness is the leading. Okay, follow me. They need to see, because Exodus will be the world. So can you see why you have to read Genesis into Exodus? For you to be able to see, right? That what has happened to them, it's showing them what is happening to them has happened before, right? And it will be found in Adam. It will be found where again? You're going to see, it will be found also in the Patriarch, right? Right? He tells Abraham to the land that I will show you. Did you see that? That is the leading. Hope you're following me. That is the leading. Very, very vital. Okay. So, how they came out from Egypt into the wilderness to be leading. Now that's what we said. Glory to God. We were leading. How God led them. Even though they were still unbelieving. Remember we said, out of Egypt we'll be out of the world. We'll be out of darkness, right? Now the wilderness will not be our participation in the world today. Glory to God. So how are we going to flow in the world today? God shows us. Right? You find it in scriptures. He led them by a pillar of cloud and by a pillar of fire. To show you that how a man should walk in the world today will be by, or a man's participation, the believer's participation in the world today should be by the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Who are following me? Come to church with your Bible. Hallelujah. Go to God. So we began looking at how to recognize the voice, right? That was quick. So we said recognize the voice. So first of all, we said the believer doesn't have a problem with the leading because the believer is well led, right? So when Paul writes and says, as many as are led by the Spirit, he wants you to reread Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. In fact, the whole prophet. Don't be following you. He said that when he said, as many as are led, the first place you go to see leading will be where? Genesis. First of all, when you use that word led, first of all find it in Abraham. Right? Then you say, oh, Abraham,
That means I will find it in Adam.
Glory to God.
Something we're going to see. Abraham will be like, come on, we're going to look at it later.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Abraham will carry on from where Adam stopped. We're going to see all that.
Amen.
Amen. So, he said, oh, if it is in Abraham, then I will have to find it in Adam. I'll find it in Cain as the result of unbelief. What would happen to unbelief? What will happen if I don't believe? Because in Genesis 1, I'll find it as God's plan for man, right? Right? I'll find it in Adam, right? I'll find it also given to who? Cain. And it will be a rejection. So I will now find and see what is the repercussion of that rejection.
Okay, following you.
It will be away from God's presence, just like Adam, away from the garden.
Okay, following you.
Amen. I will find it also in Enoch. I will see it all through. I will see it in the Babel.
Lord of God.
I will see it in Babel. I will see the result for unbelief.
Lord of God.
Man trying, that is unbelief. Their temple, they built a tower. Tower is used for worship. Don't be looking at they were building a house that wants to reach the sky. No, it has never happened. Nobody can build a house that will touch the sky. Isn't that? So it's Moses using figurative expression to tell you they were building, what they were building was actually to glorify them. Something we'll look at as we progress, right? Right? Amen?
Yeah.
Idol worship. It will be idol worship. It will be worship of self. It will be worship of intellect.
Hallelujah.
That's what you find in Babel. And what will you now find God do? God will call out Abraham. I will make my name great.
Hope you are following me.
They wanted their names to be great in Babel, Genesis 11. God brings out a counter narrative through Abraham. I will, to the land I will show you, I will make my name great.
You hope you are following me.
Man wants to make their name great. God said, no, it's not that. I will make my name great. How will he do it? He will lead men out.
Glory to God.
He wants you to see others.
Hallelujah.
So that one word from Paul led. You have to go back and reread it again.
Hallelujah.
Because you see it all through scripture. You find it in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 36.
You find it in Ezekiel. All through scripture, you find it there.
Hallelujah.
It will be the leading of the Spirit. It will be the new birth.
Hallelujah.
So we said, a believer doesn't have problem with the leading of the Spirit. Because he's well led in the new birth. The indwelling is the leading.
Right?
You said that. Never forget that. I'm well led. I don't lack God's leading. A believer doesn't lack it. I don't lack it at all. I don't lack God's leading. He says it always. He says, I don't lack God's leading. Amen? I don't lack God's leading. I don't lack God's leading. You say it well. Well, well.
Amen?
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
So then, what becomes a major factor to look at is how to recognize it. Many, because we all have the leading. But many don't know how to recognize the leading. In fact, some people have grown a thick skin. They go out looking for the spectacular, just like Elijah. Looking for the spectacular. Let me just walk in here. Moses, come, that's what you want to hear. People are looking for spectacular, let me just be going. Let they just want quick. My son.
No.
Told us about what happened one time like that. I was going to do water baptism. I did water baptism. Though I have not baptized anybody, I will not. I will make that boat like Paul.
Hallelujah.
Baptize no one. Even though we are not disciple Paul. Actually, didn't baptize, but that means I have to read that and baptize some people then. It says, except for the mention some few people, but after that, I baptized no one. So me, I can say I baptized nobody at all. That baptized.
Glory to God.
So, Paul, I mean, how am I calling Paul now? Where was I? So, when he went to do water baptism, and someone came there, my mom actually came there to see dough come out. They want to just hear God. Just say, but this is my beloved son. In whom I'm well pleased.
Just to give us spectacular. Some of us are like that. Want to find God in the spectacular. Boom, 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 boom. No. The leading of the Spirit. No. Most times when we put our hearts, set our hearts on the spectacular alone, we lose or we will miss God's leading, because God's leading is supernatural. It's supernatural. Always know that supernatural is spiritual. Hallelujah. And God's leading can be simple. Simple. God leads us in a simple way. Hallelujah. Say, no, I just want to hear my left ear. Don't know God is talking to me. No. I just want to just see the fan shake. Aha! God speak. You are going for the spectacular and you miss the supernatural. Hallelujah. What I follow is the leading of God's Spirit is supernatural. It's supernatural, spiritual. So you don't miss it. Hallelujah. It's just like what we saw in the last series. We said, Elijah, right? Was looking for God in the fire. See, but God was not in the fire. Was looking for God in the quake. He wasn't there. Hallelujah. But in the midst of everything, say he heard the still small voice. Hallelujah. Just simple. Hallelujah. God's leading is simple. Simple way. God's leading in a simple way. I love that teaching by Pastor Shelby, right? God's leading in a simple way. Hallelujah. Amen? It's supernatural. Spiritual. And we are supernatural beings. Did I say that? No. We are spiritual beings. Yeah? We are spiritual beings. I take back the first one. We are spiritual beings. Hallelujah. So, I could recognize God's voice. I can recognize God's voice. Hallelujah. And how do I know God's voice? The written word, right? The written word. God speaks to me via the written word. As simple as that. When I read the written word, I find out God's will. God's will for my life. Glory to God. God's will for my life. And remember, never forget this. At the background of the leading of the Spirit is God taxing all the earth. Amen? Amen? God's taxing all the earth. As I said, several people have taken up jobs that after they took up the jobs, don't find them in the work of ministry. Don't find them. The work took away their time. It's like, it's not just job, I just follow. This country is too hard. People say that nonsense. This country is too hard. It shows you're not praying for the country. This country is too hard. How can you tell me to be optimistic? I told someone, I'm optimistic. And I agree with, but I said, no, you are not realistic. That you can only be realistic. I said, no, I'm optimistic. He said, no. That you cannot survive in this world. Say, in fact, the person started calling me optimistic smart. I said, you are realist. I said, yes, I want to be realistic. To be a realist, I'll be realist. And then there's more to life than what you can see. Hallelujah. Okay, follow this. There's more to life than what you can see. Listen to life than it. So I'm optimistic. Nigeria will be fine. Nigeria will be better. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm optimistic. Say I'm optimistic. Yes. Hallelujah. That's a pessimistic. I'm optimistic. Amen. So recognize God's voice via the written word. The written word. You know what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't be like that guy that is done getting bitter. And say, sir, I just want to confirm. After you got in bitter, you are not Koba, I want to Koba your pastor. You know what you call Koba? Koba is a Greek word for Koba. I want to Koba your pastor. I'm the pastor, sir. I just came to submit to you, sir. I've got, read my visa. I got my visa, sir. Sir, I just wanted to tell me if God will go. And you paid for flight, eh? Koba, Daba. Before you apply for the visa, you should have known. Yeah? You should know. Some people, I have this brother, a very dear friend of mine, was blessed by the moon. He wanted to travel. So he knew. I was like the last person he told, yes. So when he now told, he knew I would not support him. So he has cooked it up what he wanted to tell him. I said, what? Do you like going there? He said, no, I wanted to go. The Lord is sending me. I'm not telling you guys the Fuji. The Lord is sending me to go and change the law of the United States. I said, ah, you. Jason. I said, you. Go and change this law. He said, sir, the Lord is sending me to the north. I said, USA is not north. North is down south. He said, no, the Lord is sending me to the north. You know, and again, be careful when you begin to use word like the Lord is to your pastor. What do you want him to say to you? The Lord, sir, the Lord is. You want your father to say, don't go. So that my father that say I should not obey God. No, don't use such words. You are well trained. Hallelujah. You are well trained. Don't use such words. Lord, sir, God spoke to me. You are telling your pastor, God spoke to me. Continue. Don't say that. Hallelujah. Don't say that. Don't. So the Lord is sending me to go and change the law of the United States. I said, which law? The law that preexisted your great grandfather. Say, tell me something. I was talking to him. He said, no. In changing the law, I will be influential for the gospel. I will be known for the gospel. I said, this is the thing that I'm going to teach you. He said, no, sir. There is this unity of faith. There was something that was unity of faith was very rampant among my friends. And I, unity of faith. What is this unity of faith people are talking about? They know we all have unity of faith. No problem. But that note you are talking about, I'll show you, you will now open to the revelation. Say, the note is where you have mystery Babylon. This guy. Be careful. You can get to that point where you have to. Where it will not be hard for God's Spirit to even change your mind. Because you have cooked up lies. I told someone recently, I said, they were saying, no, you should do this and this. One thing you should not tell yourself is you can lie to every other person, including your father. But don't lie to yourself. Amen. Because in your heart of hearts, you know that was not God sending you. But because you don't want pushback from anybody, then no, you're not trying to use scripture to justify your you know, when we begin to talk about, I'll bring up this talk again, when we're going to talk about following the inward witness. But before that, we have to look at how to judge the inward witness, or how to judge the leading of the Spirit. Something along that line you have to see. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have spoken to you thoughts about it before and following the inward I just spoke about it there. So I'm going to take it, I'm going to elaborate on it too again. Amen. I'm not teaching anything, it's just the same thing. Just teaching it again. Hallelujah. Maybe adding some other two scriptures to it, but it's not the same thing. Amen. So but you know, you're not, because you know. So somebody says you just want to fight everybody. Oh, he was this. God sent me to mystery Babylon. If you see Babylon, can you start? And when he finally left, he was doing the whole thing. You know, if God is leaving you. In my head, I just said, embassy will deport you. They will not allow him to go. Just don't worry. I was surprised. He went. Uluwale walked. You know what the Uluwale is? Uluwale is a Greek word. You work in banking center, you know what is Uluwale? In Uluwale, there is no signature they cannot sign. No matter how you twist it, Uluwale will produce it. Ah! Uluwale. It's a Greek word for fake is original. Amen. Ah! It's not like what's happening in Uluwale. So, this guy went through. I said, he's in the United States. I said, wow, how are they doing videos? Think, as soon as you're in Canada, say, ministry is going to be, as in from the airport, you're going to be, papa, ha ha, the world is, it started like that. I still have a couple of those videos. Sometimes I watch the videos, I just bring back a lot of those times, argues, I do also. Tell your God, don't try. Don't do this. So they will be there. So they'll just be laughing. You're laughing. Sometimes, yeah. Pastor and member. Father and son. They don't try. It's my Hebrew. Don't try. That's a lovely guy. And then when they did some lovely videos, he said, yes, we are here now, ministry, this, that, this, see? It don't take long. He said, our brother, it don't take, as in, not long, with our brother, with a beautiful dancer kissing on social media. Ah! I didn't even see it. I'm not really online. I might not be online. So they just said, did you see the man's status? I said, what is that? He said, go and check his page, go and check his mobile, check his phone. I told him, I said, yeah. I said, today, he has not seen it. I said, he has not seen it. Ah! I said, I told him not to go. He has not seen it. Quickly. We called him video call. Messenger, they will call him. What is happening? He said, no, sir. You know the line here. Yeah. And then what about ministry? He said, concerning ministry. Ministry in the United States is not like ministry in Nigeria. I said, you did not check that one out. You see what God didn't show you. He said, you have to learn under somebody. And the father is actually the pastor where I'm learning from. Oh, you are not colobing your pastor. A lot of things. So, most times, God's leading. God's leading is towards the start of the year. Hallelujah. God, they are not there. They're okay. Well, thank God for him. He still held fast to the faith, though he never started doing online ministry. Yet, he was still preaching the gospel. I love that. Hallelujah. He still glued, no matter the bashing that came, but like, at the point, we're like, I didn't know it was like this. That is when I didn't know it was like this. But we thought we'd just show like, Papa! Mystery Babylon! Go and try it in White House. Your life will be black out. Amen. Some things you don't just do. Hallelujah. Just give yourself grace. Amen. Just like you going to an organization. Let me. We'll get there. I have a lot to look at. Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Okay, let me share something. Pastor said, I heard it on Pastor Shepard. He said,
a guy went after attending church. This is just aside. After attending church, I just think I should share it. I just thought of it this after. I was just laughing. I was just in the other and I was laughing. And he had shared this over a year, but I just thought of it. I wasn't laughing. I thought I would share it in church. I would look for a way to share it, but there's no other. Let me share it now. They attended church, like, oh. So the pastor now said, this week is your week. This week, everybody came to church with handkerchief. Anything you want, as you get there, use handkerchief, clean your bed. You get it. It's yours. So he was having an interview. And the person that was going to interview, the owner of the company attended that church where he did not know. Or attended that meeting, he did not know. So this was a meeting. So that one went to interview. He was with the handkerchief. Ha ha. And he was asking a question. The question was hard. Your carry handkerchief. Your clean feet. Like, ah! The Italian has to carry his own. Cancel, clean your face. Ah! We die here. We die here. You didn't say good work. We still are dead here. I'll get one and say, ah! Like every day. You have to use your own to cover my eye. We still are getting one. Open up. That's so funny.
What is all this?
That guy is the leader of the spirit, you know. Glory to God.
They
even believe us too. God is leading. The God is leading me to this company to come and take over the company. I am this gem. You sack you. Take over which company? That is dropping for his children. You know, come. I want to come and take over. He said, God has led me to this company. God said, you will hand over the key to me. Key to where? No, now. God's leading towards this path in the air. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So the reason why he has led you, sometimes then, that leading to even to a company. I want to open your eyes now a bit. Maybe to a company, to a place where you have at work. Might just be because of one person. And that person will might now be the key to nation of life saved. Amen. So for the sake of that one person, you are led to that company. He was like, so the reason is not about your money. Tell your boss that when you have a pallet, I do not jump at it. Ah, I have a pallet to this place. No. Look at it again. Amen. I might be less here. Very good. Most times there, you might already have something we'll see by next week. You might already have full details at first. Sometimes when the leading of the spirit comes, most times you might not have full details as regards a particular thing. Amen? So that is why the first step you take, one moment you have a leading to do something, is to set up a prayer. We're going to see that next week. Amen? You just set up a prayer. Because most times there, you might not have the full details, but you know you are led there. You are led this way. You are led to do this thing. You know that? So the best thing to do is to set out in prayer. As you step into that leading, it will get clear. Most of the things we've taken up in ministry that we didn't really know the full details about it. Amen? We didn't know the full details about it. Just like we're starting women now. We know we are led to start women. In fact, we've been led that way for a while now. But we know we are led to start. We don't even have the full picture of, okay, this is what you learn in women for the next 30 years. You just know that you are not graduating. Right? But you know, as you step into starting it, you get clear. Amen? Get into it, you get clear. What you do inside it. Hope you are following me. Amen? So that is what living is all about. And it should be taught God back. God's work in all the years. You don't tell them to come out, everybody in this organization now must be born again because they are dead. It can happen, right? It can happen. You are led there for a reason. You can also be led there for one person. Just one. Just one person. You can be led there for the whole office. But you know, you are there for a reason. Glory to God. In as much as you are there, it's just like when you got to school. You didn't go to school. You went to school for education, right? But that was not God's reason why you were there. Amen? You are there because of God's task in that school. You are there because there are people that you will get in contact with that will not be by fluke. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Don't go out there and I take over this company. I take over this company. The key, the MD will give it to me. Those, if I'm the MD, I will pack it. He says, well, sir, you are a man of God, I will pack it. You know how I started the company. Amen. I just people. Amen. Glory to God. So, let's just run through some things. So, you are led via the written word. You are led, you recognize God's voice via the written word. You are, you recognize that leading via the written word. Guys, you said that right? You have your pastor, listen to your pastor, we've been looking at that. You are led in your spirit, or you are led in your spirit, majorly, you are led via utterances, believers. So you are led, right? You recognize God's voice through these means and many others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then most times, when it comes to how you're led from your spirit, right? Most times, some people have uncertain things. That's what we began to deal with, right? On Saturday, is it God that spoke to you? Is it God ahead? You know? Because we said, God leads us in, out, right? In and out, right? The spirit and your mind receive it. Now, that, and remember I said, when he says, leads you from the spirit, from your spirit, or from within, that from within can also be through the written word, right? The written word is information in the spirit made known for you to comprehend. It can also be from your pastor. Right? The words of your pastor are words of the spirit. Words from believers, utterances from believers. Right? Right? You can know God's leading from utterances with believers. From discussions, you know, because the believer has the Holy Ghost. The believer might not necessarily, sometimes might not be a casual discussion. And say, oh, this is the spirit of God. Because you must see believers in their place. Don't look at us to get into Holy Ghost meeting. You must see believers in their place. It can also just be just my pocket. We're just having a gift. And he says some words. Those words, because he's a man of God. Amen? Not necessarily your pastor. God is a believer. He's God's man. Hallelujah. He's God's man. So you will see me now. So that's why I don't find out people calling other people emoji. Even in emoji. You just, you know, you see people, man of God. You see them in their office. He's in his office. He's God's man. He's God's man. So you cannot have a conversation. Always see men in who they are in Christ. You cannot have a conversation and then because you are sensitive enough to see that he's not talking by the Holy Ghost. You should know when men are switched. Sometimes they might not really switch back on their own. They are not having a conversation. But you should be smart enough as a believer to know this guy has switched. Okay, I follow you. Just hear him out. Now just hear him out. And it's by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. It's by, just by the Holy Ghost. This is that we're going to look at. Glory to God. Amen. So I'm not giving you some things that would form. So he said that when it comes to those uncertainties, it's just because we've not trained our minds well. Because our mind is where we receive this. So we said one thing you should do is to make your mind holy. Right? How do you make your mind holy? Take away the filthy things out. Right? Take away the distractions out. Right? And who will take it out is you. Is you take it out. Jesus drove the people out when he was with Jairus' daughter. They were crying and he drove them out. Hallelujah. You must learn to drive things out of your mind. Drive them out. Consciously. You drive them out to the place of prayer. It's a place of prayer. Hallelujah. You drive them out consciously. You speak by speaking God's word. Always. Speak God's word always. Don't speak fear. Don't speak confusion. You speak God's word always. Always. Hallelujah. Speak God's word always. God's word always. So we said the living can be anxiety. The living can be fear. The living can have uncertainty. Is God telling me or not God? Is it God or not God? Is it God or not God? First of all, notice. When it is God, it will be clear. Okay, if it is God, it will be clear. If it is God, there will be no doubt. So why there is that doubt? It can't be God. Amen? So you say, is it God or is it not God? Well, I've taught you well to know that. That's not what he does. Don't allow it to. Okay, I allow it to go. It can't be God. Amen? Amen? Don't allow it to go. It can't be God. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need to see is we started looking at some people have fleeces, use fleeces, use guesswork. If it goes up, or they toss a coin. If it goes like this, then God is saying I should go this way. If it goes like God is saying I should go this way. You have two alternatives to choose, this or this. You are that crossroads. And you want to take one with it. Let me toss a coin. No. Hallelujah. No. And with that, someone will tell you, but in scripture, God allowed them to cast lots. They cast a lot. You know, we looked at that a bit, right? Last week. We didn't look at lot. Oh, I thought I looked at it. Lot? We looked at lot, casting of lot, right? Did you talk about it? Okay, let me hear you. Let me hear you. Okay, let's look at lot. So some people use places, they cast lot. If it goes like this, you decide to go, you go there, you go there. So that's your natural that you can't go here. Right now when they now they have these dreams of my kunana, my banana. I still find that song in the office studio. Why is it Pastor Smart? Why are you always looking for choice? Sorry, was eating banana. I said, you guys, you eat banana now. In the night, you'll be dreaming Mahuna and Nana. I want to have to give me the banana. I'll just play smart on this. Where is the first secondary school? You understand what I mean? Amen. Where we don't want people to drink the ice cream again before we come out. That's it before. I will not say. I'll review this in years to come. Yeah, I've got some people's business. Glory to God. Amen. So when you hear customers, they call you with customers. So the customer is leading of the spirit. You have two options you want to choose. Is it to go here or to go here? Nana says, God, as I'm going out today, if my hair, leg hits any stone, that means you're telling me, to marry Salu and not to marry Deborah.
If my leg doesn't know it is Deborah.
Ha ha! What is guy that? Okay. Can we look at scripture? Now, people think that was what Lot is. But Lot, casting of Lot. Now, that cannot be the leading of the Spirit. You don't know. We're not taught to follow God's leading that way. Hope you're following me. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
But let's just look at where they get that from, casting of lots. Let's look at it. Now, when it comes to casting of lots, someone will spend a while. We'll be done.
Go fast. I don't even
have to. When it comes to casting of lots. Now, casting of lots was a practice in their world. Casting of lots was a practice in their world. Let me see if I have it here. Okay. Casting of lots is a practice in their world, like how you consult a deity through consulting a deity. Listen, how they consult deity to make decisions. It was a practice. It was known. The way they consult deities. So they cast lots. And what God will do is that God is going to work with what was available with man. Hallelujah. God will work with what is available to man. And what will God use? God will use one, man's language, man's culture, man's science. God always works with what is available to man. And in foreign given what was available to man, he will gradually, we're going to see that. So, like, what was available to man, so sometimes some of their practice in their world, you see that God would have to accommodate it. And over time, he will have to change it to the perfect place in Christ. Okay, follow me. Amen? You know that, you know, God will just say, hey, everybody, change! So, well, that's not God's style. Let's change now. All right, everybody, stop killing. You know, when Moses tried it, wanted to, they carry stone. Imagine you're a pastor, you're leading people, you're leading your cell member. And all of a sudden, one day, all of them carry stone. I wanted to plug your head out. That is the kind of people Moses is leading. And God is going to walk through those people. What am I going to do? God is going to walk with them. So God is going to accommodate some of their practice. You get it? The more they practice, he's going to accommodate it. Hallelujah. He's going to accommodate it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like their science. God will use their science. In our world today, we say the sun doesn't go around the earth, right? Right? That's the science of our world. It's the earth that goes around the sun. I'm not a science student, am I right? Is it earth that goes around the sun?
Yes.
Eh? I agree. Don't tell me. We should be talking about continuation. Are you science? Am I right? Aha, uh-huh. Before I go and say the one that, you know, if you follow my own science, you'll miss heaven. Amen. My own science is debit and credit. That is my science. So, in their world, what do they have as their science? In their science is the sun that goes around the earth. So God was going to accommodate Joshua when he prayed for the sun to stand still. You know, today we look at it, what did Joshua just do? The sun is always still in the air that goes around the sun, right? But what he prayed for, it did happen. It did. Right? So God was going to accommodate their science. Okay, follow me. Okay, follow me. God was going to accommodate their science. God was going to accommodate also their language. He will accommodate their language, their use of words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He also accommodate their occupation. They were agrarians by occupation. God will accommodate them. He will also use their language. Because they were agrarians by occupation. They were in an agrarian world. Right? What will God do? They will have, so God will communicate to them in the language of their world. Hallelujah. You find things like till the ground, abad and shema. And it will be used to communicate God's divine purpose in the earth. Hope I follow you. Hallelujah. God will also accommodate their feasts. We looked at feasts last week, right? God will accommodate their feast. He will accommodate their feast. The Sabbath. Sabbath practice was not God that invented Sabbath practice. God invented Sabbath. No, God didn't invent Sabbath. They picked Sabbath from Egypt. The Sabbath. Passover, they picked it from Egypt. So, what did Moses now do? Sabbath, now listen, is the practice that they've known. But Moses writes about the seventh day, but we didn't see any of the patriarchs in Genesis celebrate Sabbath, celebrate any day. You didn't see them celebrate anything called Passover, right? Right? But where did they pick those things from? They picked it from Egypt. Those were practices, those were feasts they had in Egypt. So, God will accommodate those feasts. Did you see that? God will accommodate those feasts. Why will he accommodate those feasts? He will now use those feasts to talk to them about redemption. Hallelujah. Okay, follow me. So, now, they have a feast of the Sabbath, the seventh day. Right? Seventh day. I want to just take our eyes to something, but if you stretch it further, you are not a good disciple. Just stay where I stop. Right? Now, now, they had the Sabbath, I mean the seventh day. Right? Right? Now, look at what Moses will now do. If you pick out, now on the seventh day, the last day is the Sabbath, right? So Moses will now use, okay, last day, Sabbath. You are supposed to, it's a Sabbath to rest and things like that. Moses will now pick it out and now say, no, yes, there's a Sabbath where you rest and things like that. So Moses will now pick it out and talk about what? God's rest, God's rest. Did you see that? But was there a particular day that Adam rested, a particular day set aside for him to rest? No. Was there a particular day set aside by Abraham to rest? No. But Moses here to write about God's rest in Genesis 2. What am I following this? Eh? Glory to God. For you to see that. So Moses is writing to them, don't, there is this practice of Sabbath, but it is not, it is God's rest, whereby man will rest in God's work, the new birth. Because I told us on Sunday that after the seventh day is the eighth day, new beginning. Right? Right? So that means there will be a new work. That is what Moses is communicating to them. Hallelujah. So the Sabbath day will now point to God's redemption, which will be the, which will be, I mean, if you put it this way, which will be the, or put it like this, this, which will be eternal life. We are following the reign of the Messiah. That is the Sabbath day, the Messiah's reign through his people in the earth. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. Come on, hope you're here. Hope you understand what I'm saying. So Moses will use that. We have the feast. We have the feast of the Passover. Right? The Pasha. Passover. You'll find that there. So God will borrow their culture, borrow their feast. He will accommodate it. Right? But he will use it to point to what he will do in redemption. Hallelujah. Something that I skipped. I wonder why I did. I skipped that last week and I did it again today. I will take it up next week. Hallelujah. I skipped it last week. But we'll go, okay. I skipped that. Okay, I have to say. I'm not skipping it. Okay. So, because we accommodate their culture. Right? You accommodate their culture. We accommodate those their feasts. Till the time of the Messiah. And it will be for a reason. Hallelujah. Because why? The Messiah will set out God's perfect plan. Hallelujah. The God's perfect plan. This is why the reign of the Messiah, or put, the incarnation, is called the fullness of time. You read it in scripture. Look at Galatians 4:4. It's called the fullness of time. I've said many casting of lots, but I have to make you see it clearly. Galatians 4:4. Are you in Galatians 4? Look at some of the ones. Now, I say, the heir, as long as it's a child, defined not from the servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutor and governors on the time appointed by the Father. Even so, we, when we were children, were under the bond, were in bondage, under the element of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, is that? Right? Right? It says, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, So he calls the incarnation the fullness of time. When he said made under the law was, we'll be talking about his natural descent that he became an Israelite. Right? Right? Hallelujah. So, or we call it seed of David. Very important. So it was made of a woman. So he calls that incarnation, he calls it the fullness of time. Hope you're following me. Huh? The fullness of time. In Ephesians 1, verse 10. Look at what he calls it. He said that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on the earth, even in him. Did you see that? He's talking about the redemption. Glory to God. The redemption, he calls it the fullness. So he calls it also in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11, he calls it the ends of the world. Chapter 10, verse 11, he said, now, all this has happened to them for examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. When you use the word ends of the world, it uses all ages, right, are fulfilled there. Hallelujah, in the redemption. Hallelujah. Lovely, he calls... What the writers are making you see is that the incarnation, death, and resurrection of Christ is the fullness of time. What are you following me? That's the fullness of time. The fulfillment of the words of the prophets. What are you following me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, casting of lot is a culture in their world. It is used to know or to make choices. Most times when there are two alternatives and one choice must be made. So they use lots. They cast lots. Amen? Okay, it's like how you consult a deity. So before you think he's just Christian, before you think he's just Israelite, that habit, no, it was not Israelite. Okay, it was what they had in their world. They were used to eat in Egypt, so God accommodated it. They were used to eat in Egypt. Hope you're following me. They picked it up from Egypt. It was around seven nations in the world. History shows that it was not just Jewish. No, it was around seven nations in the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seven nations in the world. So, in their world, salt was a trusted way of finding out answers to things. It was a trusted way in their world. They trusted it. We're going to see whether it failed at times. We're going to see that from scriptures, right? Eh? But in their world, it was trusted. They trusted the casting of lots. Glory to God. Glory to God. They trusted it very well. So, in Jonah 1:7, let's look at Jonah. Let's see. In Jonah 1:7, Are you there? We don't know where Jonah is. Run to table of content. To Jonah is after Obadiah. Okay. Glory to God. So Jonah 1 verse 7. Are you there? He said, so they sent everyone to his fellow. Now, first of all, Jonah was sent by the Lord, right, to Nineveh, right? And he journeyed. He was running away from God. He went wobbling. He was running to Tarshish. Okay, follow me. He was running to Tarshish. So he entered a ship, and there was a mighty, how do they call it? There was waves all around, right? Wind in the sea, mighty wind. Look at verse 4. There was a great wind in the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, that the ship was like to be broken. So they said in verse 7, so they said everyone, to his fellow, come, let us cast lots that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they casted lots and he fell on who?
Just that he says, oh, don't follow me, master. He fell on me.
Right? The coffin. The lost coffin. Hallelujah. The Lord fell on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord fell on him. The people that casted the Lord, were they Israelites? No. Amen. But there was, it was a trusted way. Say, you understand? They trusted the casting of Lord. Israel on Jonah. And they carried Jonah and they threw him. So they said, okay, throw me.
You know, they see, I'm going to be fine. And they threw him. And the ship and the wind went off.
And Jonah described what happened to him, that he died the belly of the fish. That's what we're discussing. I'm not looking at Jonah today. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Okay. So it was a practice in their work. You needed to see that. Which was not done here by Israelites or the Jews. Right? Right? So that means God will now find out that it was not just Jewish, right? It was in their world. And then God will accommodate it. God will accommodate it. In Leviticus 16, let's quickly see how God accommodated it. In Leviticus 16, are you there? Leviticus 16, verse 8 into 10. Look at it. It says, and Aaron shall cast lot upon two goats. You see that? He shall cast lot upon two goats. One lot for the Lord, and the other lot for the scapegoat. So, cast the lot. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the lot fell. Upon which the lot fell, and offer him a sin offering. Did you see that? And then you read verse 10 down. So it's used for knowing which goat will be for the Lord and not for the Lord. Did you see God accommodated it? Eh? God accommodated casting of lots. In Numbers 26, and who casted the lot? Take note of who did? Aaron. Aaron was a priest. Numbers 26. Need you to see that. Numbers 26, verse 55. Look at 55. Are you there? It says, notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by what? Are you there? The land shall be divided by what? Lots. Did you see that? By lots. You have it also in Numbers 33:54. Let me just run it through for you. Numbers 33:54. Numbers 34:13. Get to read them. Numbers 34:13. Numbers 36:2-3. Joshua 14:2, Joshua 15:1, Joshua 16:2. I take it again. Numbers 26:55-56, Numbers 33:54, Numbers 34:13, Numbers 36:2-3, Numbers 14:2, 15:1. Joshua 14:2, 15:1, 16:2. Now, the way lots are casted, everybody look up. The way lots are casted is not like using tossing a coin. Remember I told you it has a conduct oracle. It's not oracles. No. It's not by oracles. Hallelujah. Not by oracles. No. It's rather it was like consultation. How deities are being consulted. Do you guess? The gods are saying something like that. But this one, they wear it. Amen? So, casting of lots is not throwing a die. No. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, they casted lots through the Urim and the Thummim. Yeah, they casted lots. They casted lots through the Urim and the Thummim. Now, Urim and Thummim is what you get, is a clue. So the total regalia is called effort. We're going to look at that, maybe not today. But the Urim and Thummim is how lots are casted. What are you following? The Urim and Thummim, they wear it. They wear it. Glory to God. Amen? Glory to God. Look at Exodus 28:30. You wear the Urim. Remember, who was to cast the lot? Also, on the scapegoat, who did? Aaron, right? Don't lose sight of that. Look at Exodus 28, verse 30. Verse 30. He says, and thou shalt put, are you with me? Thou shalt put the in the breastplate of judgment. This is that of what? Breastplate of what? Come on. Breastplate of what?
Judgment.
Now you will put in. So that means it's something you wear. Breastplate. That means it will be on the heart, on the chest. Do you see that? Breastplate is one. Something that I feel like to show you. The Jewish people still wear it till today. How many of you are still a real Jew? Not the one in the East. Not the one in Nigeria. Not Nigerian Jew. Have you seen a real Jew before? The way they dress. Eh? Like, you will see what they will do. Okay. If you're not saying any explanation I'm giving to you, you might not get it. Amen? Let's continue. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it was, so the Urim and Thummim, look at, it says, thou shalt put in the breastplate of judgment the Urim and the Thummim. Can you see? And the Thummim. It says, and thou shalt, and they shall be upon who? Aaron's heart. When he goeth in before the Lord, and Aaron shall bear the judgment of the children of Israel upon his heart before the Lord continually. Okay? So it will be won by Aaron. Aaron is the high priest. Did you see that? Hallelujah. And it is used, and it, I mean, won by Aaron the high priest on his chest, and it will be for judgment. Judgment will be used, will imply direction leading, right? Direction to judge something. Hallelujah. Right or wrong, here or here. Okay, follow me. Okay. In Leviticus 8, quickly. Leviticus 8. Are you there? This is 5. It says, and Moses said unto the congregation, this is the thing which the Lord had commanded to be done. It says, and Moses brought Aaron and his son and washed them in with water. And washed them with water and put on him the coat and girded him with the green and clothed him with the robe and put the ephod upon him and girded him. So the ephod is the whole regalia where you have the Urim too. Now he answers with the ephod and bound it to him therewith. And he put the breastplate upon him. He put the breastplate, the Urim and the Thummim. Did you see that? The Urim and the Thummim. Very important. It will be on who? Aaron and his sons. They are the priests. Okay, follow me. Eh? In Numbers 27:21. It is, and he shall stand before Eliezer, the priest, who shall ask counsel for him after the judgment of Urim before the Lord, and his word shall, and his word shall they go out, and his word they shall come in. Both he and the children of Israel with him, even all the congregation. Come back for you. Very vital. Hallelujah. So it will be won by the priest. Won by the priest. You find it also in Deuteronomy 33 verse 8. Deuteronomy 33 verse 8. It will be won by the priest. So what does God speak concerning the priest? The priest will be shadows, right? Because God's plan in Exodus 19 verse 6, so that as you read this and it will be won by the priest. So we now ask, in God's plan, who is supposed to be the priest? What about the lady? I need to follow me. Exodus 19 verse 6. Look at, and ye shall be unto me, talking to the children of Israel. It tells them in verse 6, Exodus 19 says, ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. You see that? And the holy nation, they shall know what. So God's plan for them was for all of them to be a kingdom of priests. Did you see that? God's plan was for all of them to be a kingdom of priests. But because of unbelief, God will now use Aaron and his sons, the Levites, as what figures. This is that as symbols to show God's promise in the redemption that all of them should be called priests. Did you see that? You hope you're following me. So that is God's plan. They should all be priests. That is God's plan. All of them should be priests. That's God's plan. Amen? So that means, if that is God's plan, that means all of them should have the Urim and Thummim. How about that? Right? All of them should. So God's plan from the Genesis is that all of them should be priests. Let's run through something we'll look at on Sunday. God's plan from Genesis. So when it says God's plan is for them to be kingdom of priests, where is it writing from? The background will still be in Genesis, right? He has told them in Genesis. Genesis 2 verse 5. Look at what it says. Every plant in the tree before it was in the earth, and every herb in the tree before it grew, the Lord God has not caused it to rain upon the earth, for there was no man to till the ground. Did you see that? And I showed us what this means last week on Sunday. When he said there was no man to till the ground. We saw that. Now that is, when they talk about there was no man to till the ground, he wasn't saying, those of you who say, God was done creating the earth, God needed water. No, he said there was no man to till the ground. So look at the word ground. Right? Ground. How the word ground was used in scripture. With the ground in scriptures, if you look at how Moses used the word ground, Moses used the word ground for, let me get back to that note again. That was Sunday. So, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So, in Genesis 2:5, we say man was to till the ground. There was no man to till the ground. So, man's role was to till the ground. Hallelujah. Amen? So, very important. So, when you use the word to till, when you use the word to till there, the word till there, the word abad. Abad is used for a priestly ministry. A priestly ministry. We saw that last week, right? Abad and Shama. A priestly ministry. So, therefore, man, God's man is to till the earth. Right? Hallelujah. Is to till the earth. Will be God, which will be God is placing functionality on his man. When he says there was no man to till the ground, that means the function of God's man is to till the earth. God's man. Hallelujah. To till the ground. And we said the word ground there is the word in the Hebrew Adama or Adama. Not Adama Philemon, but Adama. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now they said that word Adama is used for earth, is used for ground. We'll find it in Genesis 1:25. Genesis 1:25. Right? It's used for the earth. In Genesis 2:6 for the earth. Then Exodus 3:5. When Moses was to Moses in the burning bush, the Lord said, the ground which you stand is the holy ground. So it's used for holy ground, God's sacred place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said in Exodus 8:21 is used for the world of men. So we said the word ground or the word earth, erect, is used, has duality of usage, right? For words, like I said to us last on Sunday, I said words will have their meaning in their sentence. This is the sentence that gives meaning to a word. There's no universal meaning of a word, but a word will derive their meaning from their usage in a sentence. Remember what we said? So we said, God's responsibility, or man's responsibility rather, will be found in him tilling the ground. Right? Remember what we said? We'll find him tilling the ground. That would be the priestly ministry in God's sacred place. The priestly ministry in God's holy ground. Hallelujah. The priestly ministry. So God's plan for his man is to till the ground. I will saw it also in Genesis chapter 2 verse 15. It's called, put him in the garden. God puts the man he has created in the garden to dress and to keep it. Priestly ministry. In Genesis 3, we'll find man out of God's presence to till the ground again. Something we discussed on Sunday, right? Right? Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. So, that would be Abad. Priestly ministry. Amen. Amen. In First Samuel 2:28. We're back to Urim and Thummim. First Samuel 28 verse 6. Let's see how it is. So God's plan is for his man to be what? A priest. Right? It's for his man to be what? A priest. And who wears the Urim and Thummim? The priest. So God's plan is for his man to wear the Urim and Thummim. And it was trusted. He trusted it. Hallelujah. Very well. Amen. So when they said two things, I want to say, is it here or here? You just bring in the Thummim, the Urim and Thummim. Just as you bring it in, you get the answer. Hallelujah. Amen. Very well. So you get the answer. It's just yes or no. Produces the light. Oh, it's yes. Oh, it's no. No light shows no. It's a no no. Amen. So it was trusted. They trusted it. Hallelujah. And God employed it. Why? Because God was going to lead. God is leading them somewhere. Hallelujah. Hope you are following me. So let's see. Were there times the children failed? Yes, they were. Look at First Samuel. Glory to God. Amen. There was a time the children failed. But yet it was trusted. First Samuel 28. Are you there? Verse 6. Verse 6, he said, and when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophet. Did you see that? God answered him not by Urim, by dreams, by Urim, or by prophet. So that means they were led. That was how they were led. That was how Saul was led. Right? So Saul was led by dreams. Dreams there is visions. So they were led in their word by visions. Right? By the Urim. Or by the prophet. You see that? Okay, following you. By the prophet. Is that what we've been discussing? Exactly, yes. By dreams, which is visions, by the Urim, and by the prophet. So Paul didn't receive any leading. Glory to God. There was no response. By dreams, no response by prophet, no response by the Urim. That means he applied the Urim, and there was no response. Hallelujah. Question, I mean, something you need to see as a close. The Urim and Thummim was used to give either a yes or a no answer to things. It's used for making decisions amongst two close alternatives. It was how lots were cast. So that means, so you now find that even the apostles in Acts of Apostles chapter 1, when they were to now replace Judas, you know they set criteria, right? Did you see that they set criteria? Eh? They set criteria. And when they set the criteria, what happened? Two people met it all, right? Matthias and who? Come on. Barnabas. Right? They met it. So what did they now do? They now casted lot. They casted lot. Before we get to them, let's pause where I stop. I was about to show you about the report, but I've discussed the report. So let's just be fast. Yeah? So, quickly. So, the location of the Thummim and the Urim was supposed to be where? Or Urim and Thummim was supposed to be where? Where? On the heart. So, and God employs that. So, the heart there was to represent the spirit. So, that is how God wants to lead us from the spirit. Right? So remember, those were shadows, right? The Urim and Thummim was a shadow for how God really wants to lead us. So when Jesus came on the scene, what did he tell us? He is Spirit, which is the union of the Father and the Son would dwell in you. This is that John 14, right? John 14, he would dwell in you. Pray the Father will give you the Spirit. Did you see that? Right? Hallelujah. So the Spirit is, so the Urim and Thummim was God accepting the culture and the practice in their world, right? Using it to show them they will be the spirit in their heart. So the human story was to show you that direction would not be by a substance, but it is in the chest to show it will come from inner out. You see that? That what we've been discussing? From the spirit. Hallelujah. So they will receive that direction from the spirit. Something we'll begin to look at. And Paul will pick it. Eh? Hallelujah. So God wants his children to be led by the Spirit from inside. God wants his children to take decisions by the Spirit. Hallelujah. By the Spirit. command the children to instruct by spirit. In Romans 8, Paul will now say to us, he says the spirit bears witness, very similar to, is that use that word bears witness, very similar, now we're getting to inward witness, bear witness of our spirit that we are the sons of God. He uses that word some materialism. Hallelujah, bears witness. Bears witness. You see that? Some material. Bears witness. A joint witness with our spirit. Hallelujah. So that means we have the witness of the spirit inside. Hallelujah. Inside. It's in our house. Glory to God. So the unimanditurium was pointing to the inward witness. Glory to God. How God will lead us. Will take decisions. But sir, he says it's the spirit. So why didn't the disciples, the apostles use that? Well, if you read the book of Acts, it was a growing church. They baptized too. They didn't see Jesus baptized, but they baptized in the book of Acts. Didn't they? Acts 2, they baptized men with water. Glory to God. Didn't they baptize the men? But after a while, they stopped because, you know, right? I love what the minister said. The pastor, dear man of God. He said, in the book of Acts, you'll find progressive revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a progressive revelation. I wouldn't want to use what another person said by saying it was a baby church that grew. No, I don't want to use that. But you'll find progressive revelation in their practice. You see that? There was a time they were baptizing with water. But why they stopped? Why did they stop? Because they began to see the truth in scriptures. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? It happens like that too. Amen? So we are doing Yahuwah, Yahushua. So you are doing that. You are knowing things now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? About Jesus? Yes, sir. So, is it a growing church? Hallelujah. So we find out too, they casted lots. But they had 12 in the castle and the lot fell on Matthias. They both met the criteria. They've been with Jesus from day one. Right? They were following them with Jesus, but they both met. Then they applied casting of lots. He remained to him. And he picked Matthias. And he went for Matthias. But you know what? Can you follow me? You know what? By Acts of Apostles chapter 6, they said the same criteria still. Right? And they picked several men. After they were done picking the several men, what did they do? They prayed. And they laid hands. And they sent their force. Right? By Acts 13, here is Paul and Barnabas. Right? After they prayed, they sent them forth by the Holy Ghost. Right? So that is why that as they progressed, there was no use of two remaking. They only used it once. Right? That is why that they will make decisions. Right? Because the Spirit of God is in us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that is what God wants to achieve. The casting of our souls. You don't use fleeting. No. You don't use guesswork. No. God accommodated theirs. But we have come to the fullness of time. Right? And where does God expect us to use to know his leading? Inward witness. Hallelujah. So we began to ask, what is the inward witness? We'll start looking at that from next week. Hallelujah. But you know what? God wants us, as his children, not just to have his leading. He wants us to recognize it and follow it. Glory to God. Recognize it. God wants us to recognize it. That's why he has given us the written word. Look at how good God has done. He has given us his written word. He has given you your pastor. He also, you have the inward witness. We're going to see what the inward witness is. Let me say inward witness is conscience. No. Is that? Is that? He's giving you the inward witness. The witness of the man born again. Hallelujah. Witness of the spirit of the man born again. We have that in witness. Hallelujah. We have that witness of the spirit. And you know what? We recognize the leading. I will walk in the light of it. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's be on our feet as we thank the Lord. I hope you learned something today. Hope you did learn something today. Are you sure? Are you sure? Well, let's be on our feet. I won't tell you.